Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Houston standing by, over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
So did you have your favorite OTA moments? Texas, 713-782-3776.
Yeah, I think they're the same as yours.
Same as mine?
Yeah.
Okay. Real quick.
Joe didn't do the work? Is that what that was?
What are your favorite moments from OTA?
I believe the same as yours.
Okay. I don't know. I kind of like them all.
No one got
hurt. It's like asking your favorite child. I can't pick.
Yeah, I like to pick one of them.
I like his whole catalog.
Yeah. It's OTAs.
Branham, you having J.J. Watt on the back line is like having Gronk near the goal line on defense. That didn't go so well. Gronk scored tons of touchdowns. What do you mean? One quick ball fake, and J.J. would shred his groin. He's a superior athlete.
You remember what he's referencing there, right? The texter?
With Gronk?
Yeah.
Mm.
The Hail Mary from the Dolphins, when they had him on defense.
Oh. Yeah.
And it was a disaster.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Can't believe y'all didn't say Mike Byers for most hated athletes. We said current athletes.
Yeah, current.
But if you went all-time athletes, he'd be at the top of the list. You're right about that. All right, my favorite, you have something to say?
I was going to ask him or Joe Kelly first, if we went all-time.
Probably Fires.
Yeah, definitely Fires.
Okay. I'd have Filer. I think a lot
Fires,
of,
Kelly never happens, yeah, really.
That's true.
Yeah. Fires walk so Kelly can throw changeups through his glass window in his backyard. Uh-oh. All right, top takeaways for Texans OTAs. I mean, look, football players doing football things, all that stuff. My top takeaway from Texans OTAs was how Derek Stingley hates talking so much that he's like a teenager talking to their parents. So they forced him to do media. He gets like... You go watch the video too, Houston Texans. He gets visibly uncomfortable. Like he's like he's giving labor at the podium. He's like, he's putting his hands on his face and all this. So I pulled a few of these. Brian pulled a few of them. I just told him what to do. Here's Aaron Wilson asking Stingley about like where he can get better.
Derek, when it comes to growth of your game, Miko Ryan said he continues to see you getting better. What are some specific areas that you think you are getting better, and what are some goals that you still have this year as an individual and as a team? Thank you.
He said, all right. Oh.
Oh, man. Like, he started to ask him what he said. He's like, all right, I'll just go ahead and answer it. Also, I find it funny how Aaron Wilson says thank you before or after every question, before every answer.
He does do that.
Yeah, thank you. He, like, gets in a quick thank you. He, like, asks you, like, hey, how was your day? Thank you. Hey, Brian, why are you wearing a hat today? Thank you. Hey, Joe, you look – Joe, what are you typing over there on that phone? Thank you. Like, that's what Aaron Wilson
Sorry,
is.
Anyway. I'm trying to fix a spelling mistake.
Here's a Kim Davis asking Stingley about fatherhood.
Hey, Derek, first of all, congratulations on your family and your baby. I wanted to ask you how fatherhood had changed you as a
all-around player. I mean, it's – I know I'm playing for my son. Like, it's crazy. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Is it? It's just crazy. I don't know. Yeah, it's great.
He hates talking to media. I mean, I don't blame him. I just don't know why they continue to run him out there.
Yeah, it's a terrible question.
I don't think it was a bad question.
It was softball.
It was definitely a softball.
It was a softball.
I don't think it's like, hey, be a fatherhood. Tell us about fatherhood. Yeah. You're a new father. I don't think that's bad.
I think you should know that he's not going to answer that well at this point.
He doesn't answer any question.
Well, I know. But like, you put him on the spot there.
I feel like it's the easiest question to answer.
Yeah.
I think it was. You could see that coming a mile away.
Sure. But he's just uncomfortable up there.
Oh, yeah.
And like, that would be the one where you have the most comfort.
Yeah. But yeah, he didn't want to answer it or couldn't find the
No, I don't think it's that he didn't want to answer it. I think he hates talking. He hates talking. Which, cool. Like, I have no problem if he hates talking.
But
I don't care.
You kind of have to
talking.
Throw him up there. Like, I hear
I don't know. I don't know that you have
the best
to.
Few players always get
yeah,
up
like,
there.
He's not up there a lot.
Like, Will's up there every week.
Well, he should be like a locker room guy, not a podium guy.
Maybe.
Which, again, I'm not blaming Derek Stingley. I wouldn't want to talk to the media either. If I was an elite cornerback or elite football player, I would want to talk to the media as least as possible.
Yeah. And he always does, to his credit.
Which, yeah, I just don't know. Here's another one. Stingley was asked about trying to replicate last season's success.
Is there, like, a challenge of, like, trying not to, like, get complacent? Like, oh, like, you all were number one defense, so you think you could be number one defense again. Is that a challenge in itself to not be complacent, you think?
Oh, no, I don't think nobody think about last year or you're trying to go out there and be the best every single snap in practice, in the game. I ain't worried about that.
There you go. Not worried about it. Which, I'm on Stingley's side here. I'm on Stingley's side here. He just doesn't like talking to the media. He treats them like, you know, he's a teenager and they're his parents. Don't want to talk to him. Our guy, Brandon Scott, asking Stingley about what he sees from the offense.
Derek, what stands out to you about this offense? Going up against the offense, tier two of the offense, anything different from your year or any observations from just going up against them this year?
They're moving like pre-snap. They're moving faster and quicker. Like they look like they like all emotions or correct. I would say, or they break the huddle and then they get into the line. Everybody kind of know what to do. I think they're gonna be good.
That was a pretty good answer when he got to it eventually. It just took him a little while.
I actually feel like you might be able to get, like, real answers about what the offense looks like.
That was with him?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my favorite one.
Because he does try to give a good answer.
That was a good answer.
Yeah.
That was a good answer. It just took him a while to get there.
Seeing the facial expression when I pulled it, though, like, you could tell there's a moment of times where it's like, don't say they still suck. Don't say they still suck. Don't say they still suck. Yeah,
and he, like, puts his hand over his face on that one. That was my favorite one to watch his reaction. Because he's like, oh. What can I say here without getting in trouble? Oh, they look better pre-snap. That was one of my favorite ones.
Get to the line.
And then eventually, gave the stock answer. Like, they're going to be great. You know,
Looks like they know what they're doing.
We're trying to make Stroud happy again. We're trying to bring CJ Stroud happiness and put a smile on his face.
Looks like they know what they're doing.
I lost a lot of things, and one of them has been my smile.
If they get to the line good, that's an improvement.
Okay.
Is that a positive in year four?
It's better than it was last year.
It's an improvement.
Yes.
You can take it as a positive. This is the perfect glass half full, glass half empty.
Yeah.
Are you a glass half full or glass half empty guy, Brian?
On this one, I'm glass half empty.
Right, that speaks more about you than it does CJ Stroud in the Houston Texans offense.
It's an improvement.
It took 4 years to get to the offensive line.
Take it where you can get it.
That speaks way more about you than it does CJ Stroud's ability to get him to the line and get a playoff in time. Last one, Aaron Wilson asking Stingley about what's different between their secondary and other secondaries and if the secondary should have a nickname.
Secondary as a whole. I feel like it sets you guys apart. People all the time will talk about, well, this secondary, I think they're good or these guys are the best. What do you think sets you guys apart? And you guys built a nickname that's going to stick internally or externally? Thank you.
Thank you.
Say the beginning.
What do you feel like sets you guys apart in the secondary? People talk about, this could be one of the best, if not the best, secondaries. And is there a nickname for the group that you guys have?
I think the simple fact that we want to see each other, like, make plays and win every single rep. Like I said, we know how to talk to each other. So if something going wrong, like, we're not going to get on each other. We're not going to – something happened out there, like, we know how to fix it, or we know what happened. And then as far as a nickname, I don't know. Just go out there. I don't know.
I love Stingley so much. He's so put off with the media.
Yeah.
He is put out with the media, and I love every bit of it.
I feel like that's a – I don't – does that question get asked a lot? Like,
you what's have a nickname? Your nickname? I'm sure.
Does it? I'm sure it does.
I just love how he's so annoyed with the media.
To be fair to Stingley, like, that was a pretty – poorly worded question by Wilson.
Sure.
But he kind of stumbled through it.
Thank you.
Stingley
answered it well.
Yeah, I give Stingley credit because a lot of guys, when they don't want to talk to the media, they'll just give you the same stock answer one game at a time, working hard every day. Like, Stingley will sit and think about an answer.
Oh, yeah.
And eventually give you one. He does. He's trying.
He's like Branham.
He just
teenager,
doesn't like it.
You know, like, what are you watching? You know, you just don't want to talk to him.
Yeah,
like, I get it. I get it.
He just handles it so differently. We're like, I kind of get this vibe, just like, just doesn't like public speaking.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And then it's just like, but I am going to do my best to still give an answer. And it just takes a
little bit. Thoughtful. They're thoughtful. Yeah. They're thoughtful, and I think they're actually well answered. It's just so funny to me that it's like, you know, he doesn't want to be up there. He doesn't want to be. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all. No, we don't have a nickname. No. What about fatherhood? I can't really explain it.
It's great.
That's kind of like how I, when, you know, my wife, how was your day? You know, it's all right. What is it like working with Joe and Brian? You know, I can't really put into words.
I don't have an answer.
I can't tell you.
I get that a lot from
my wife. All the moments are my favorite.
No. When my wife goes, how's your day? I'm like, that's good. She goes, that's all you got?
Yeah.
Like,
I never have a good answer for that.
Jeremy and Brian made fun of me a lot. I don't know.
Yeah. My answer is usually like, yeah, it's fine.
Same.
It's good. As long as there weren't like any bad things that happened the other day, I consider it a success.
Yeah.
It's a good day. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's tip a cap. Who are we tipping a cap to after this great weekend in sports? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5. I tip my cap to Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. Love Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston for a variety of reasons. They're 92 acres of property. Phenomenal. They're two creeks. Really good. You can kayak on those creeks. You can fish on those creeks. Tip the cap to the fishing there. It's very good. They got a catch and release pond in the middle of their property, too. Great way to teach the kiddos how to fish. That's always fun. Also love the fact that they're only 90 minutes away from downtown Houston. You can get out there, escape the city without going too far. You don't need to fill up the tank three times. You don't need to worry about jumping on an airplane. You're there 90 minutes, hour and a half, you're there at Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. You'll be enjoying those 92 acres in no time. Maybe you're going to play some pickleball when you get there. Explore their green spaces, their wildlife, the beautiful majestic trees, Mother Nature the way it was intended to be. You're going to love it out there at Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. They got every stay you could think of, too. They got the glamping, which everybody loves nowadays, waterfront cabins right on the creeks. They have a treehouse, too. You walk up the steps, you're perch right there in the tree. Or if you have an RV, just pull up the RV. They have the perfect stay for everybody. You're going to love the new water park, Blue Bayou Bend. It has been open for a month and a half now. It is great. They're always taking care of you, too. Always looking for ways to take care of their visitors. They believe in Southern hospitality. This week, for instance, food trucks, live music, and they're going to be celebrating Father's Day weekend better than everybody. You're going to love your time at Two Creeks Crossing Resort, so go ahead and book that stay now at twocreekscrossingresort.com. That's twocreekscrossingresort.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This is Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
We like to tip a cap to all of those that deserve their tap, cap, tip to.
There we go.
Careful.
Fighting a cold.
In your brain.
That's where it starts.
That's true.
713-780.
That was a good one, Joe.
Who are you tipping a cap to this weekend in sports? I think we could also do kind of a double entendre, kind of a tip a cap, but also a grade the call with the first three that we have in store here.
Sounds good.
Like, how about the New York Knickerbockers winning it all?
It's over! It's over! Knick fans, this is not a dream. Your long, long wait has ended. Go ahead and cry. After 53 years, the Knicks are finally NBA champions once again.
Let's tip the cap to Jalen Brunson. Tip the cap to the New York Knicks. Now grade the call from Mike Breen.
I'll go 8-3.
Okay, I was going to go 8-1. That was all right. I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of the Spurs fans. It probably was pretty unenjoyable having to listen to the voice of the New York Knicks call the entire NBA Finals.
That's got
to
be a challenge.
Because 2019 when the or 2017 when the Astros won, it was Buck, right?
Yeah.
But in 22, was it Davis?
It was Joe Davis.
Yeah.
So he's the Dodgers guy.
But you weren't playing the Dodgers.
Yeah, so it's different, right?
Because
Mike Breen's a pro. But you knew this had to mean a lot to him.
Oh, sure.
Like, and I think, like, as an outsider, I didn't feel that. Like, I didn't feel like I was listening to a Knicks television.
No, broadcast. He called it down the middle.
Yeah.
But it's still probably pretty frustrating. Yeah. I think the Astros did have Joe Davis, like, during the regular season game at one point.
Probably on Fox Saturday night. Sure.
Yeah. And then I remember when they had Michael Kay for the playoffs against the Tigers 2 years ago, but also not playing the Yankees.
Yeah, but I felt the Yankee, like,
yes,
Yankee-ness within Michael Kay.
For sure.
During that series. I'll just add into that with Jalen Brunson. Since the merger, there's been two guards with 45 points in a closeout game in the finals. It's Jordan and Brunson.
Mm.
That's remarkable. That's just those two guys.
That is pretty remarkable. Yeah he's a dog. He's really, really good. Really, really good. All right, NHL, Stanley Cup. Hurricanes win Lord Stanley's Cup.
They're going to clinch it appropriately with a total team effort and a shutout. The Carolina Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup for the second time.
All right. Tip the cap to the Hurricanes.
Absolutely. Great series.
Sean McDonough, grade the call.
I think it was a little bit better.
Yeah, I did too.
I'm going to go like 9-2.
I was going to go 8-8, but yeah. I also thought it was better.
Yeah.
I don't love the cheesiness of calls, you know? And McDonough just, Hurricanes win it.
Just gives it.
Team effort, gave a little bit of this, like the symbolism of the series. Total team effort.
So you didn't like it when, like, Jim Nance hit us with the Rock Chalk Championship?
Not really.
Yeah, I didn't.
No,
either.
I think it's a little cheesy.
Yeah.
I think the best calls are the ones that are just, like, quick, to the point, excitement, give me the facts of the situation. Those are my favorite calls.
Ron, what's your grade on it?
I also thought it was better than Mike Breen. I'd give it a 9 even.
Okay.
I feel like Mike probably dialed back a little bit.
Probably tried
to avoid being accused of being a homer.
Yeah. Which he probably shouldn't have. He probably should have just went all in.
No,
he should have screw it now. That. It's over.
Yeah, like, that's the moment. Like, forget the rules, man.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is sick.
For sure. And then also tip the cap to Jordan Staal, who's the oldest winner of the Conn Smythe. He was 37 years young winning the Conn Smythe. So tip the cap to Jordan Staal. And then
I think their GM was on the team that won it.
Oh, really?
You know, the first time,
The more you know with Jeremy and Joe. Who knew that? Not many. And then the final grade, the call, tip the cap. Nick Kurtz hit a 471-foot homer over the weekend.
Kurtz with a big swing. Oh, my goodness. Splash it in beyond. Holy cow. That totally skipped the ball. 71 feet. He's a Vegas machine. Man, when he gets a hold of him, he sends it a long ways.
Great to call, Joe.
10.
No doubt. anything less than a 10, you're a homer and a misogynist and all that stuff. Jenny Kavnar is the best TV broadcaster in sports.
Yeah.
She's my personal favorite. Love everything about her. Great call. Absolutely nailed it.
Are they playing in Vegas tonight? No, they're packing in Sacramento.
Was that homer was hit in Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a cracker.
The offensive
ballpark.
Stats from them playing in Vegas were crazy.
I mean, the Rockies scored 23 runs last night.
I know.
the Brewers, there was 15-14.
They should put an asterisk on everything that Kurtz does this year.
I think those are the only two series.
Don't care.
Oh, I know. But, I mean, because besides that, they're playing in a minor league ballpark anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But good thing there's going to be a dome in Las Vegas, apparently.
That was traveling. My question. Is the Vegas Stadium open air or is it a dome?
I think it's a dome.
I thought it was retractable.
Because if it's open air.
It's going to be a Colorado part two.
But it's still,
might be worse.
So the ball travels because of the warmth.
Yeah.
Does the AC fix that?
Great question.
I don't know. I'm not.
That's a great question, Jeremy.
Yeah. I'm not enough of a scientist. As in, I'm not one at all. So I don't know.
Like, I don't think the AC really fixes it. I don't know. This is not a conversation I'm intellectually capable of having.
Well, hold on. I think we have a case study because the dome,
yeah, but
right?
The dome was one of the rare domes where the ball didn't travel.
Okay.
Most domes, the ball
travels. You can say the same thing about Houston's always hot, but in the dome, the ball
right, but the humidity,
didn't travel.
The thick air. The thick air doesn't allow it to travel.
Fair.
And then also there was like rumors that the AC at the dome blew
blowing in. Yeah, I heard.
I don't know if there was any validity to that. I don't know if it was true.
Have you ever heard that, Joe?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The legend was they would turn it on and blow, have the wind blow or the AC blow in when the opposing team was that bad.
And then turn it off?
Yeah.
Well, I always heard that the AC came in. Like, obviously they're not turning it off. It's too hot in Houston.
You just turn it off for half an inning.
No. I don't believe that.
That'd be genius.
I do believe that the AC blew in at the dome, though. Because most domes, the ball travels. So I don't know. That might be an issue. It might be Coors Field-esque. The ballpark in Vegas. We'll see. All right, who else are you tipping a cap to, Joe?
Austin Rodriguez.
Okay.
You know who that is, Brian?
Is that our old producer?
Oh, sorry, Adrian Rodriguez.
I don't. I feel like I'm being trapped.
You are. That's the Texas Longhorns player who had a cycle today. Cycle today. 7 RBIs.
Poor Rob Vaughn.
In today's game.
Poor Zane
RBI.
Adams.
No, RBIs.
It's RBIs. What does Brian McTaggart say?
I don't care.
Okay. 5 hits in today's game. Accuracy. Tied for the most by a Texas player in a College World Series game.
That's cool.
A men's College World Series.
They're trying to come out of the loser's bracket.
Yeah. So tip my cap to him.
Okay. I'm going to tip my cap to all the winners at UFC Freedom 250, especially Justin Gaethje. He's got Manos the Piedro. How do you say it? The rocks. Manos.
The whole night was awesome.
It was
like all the fights were fun. Well, except for one. But I guess Dana White's plan was just put in these guys who are going to bang.
Probably.
And it was 7-for-7 for no judges.
Gaethje's hands, man. Dude, see that guy's face?
He pummeled him. They should not have come back out for the fourth.
Gone was really good in the second. And then Sugar Sean O'Malley wanted to tip my cap to them. Also, Zuckerberg and USC, did you see they teamed up?
Yeah.
Where they're giving the Meta glasses to every blind veteran in America.
Very cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, because it's like, it was kind of a shameless promotion of just like all the big sponsors that were there and, you know, political stuff. But then when Dana White came over with the overhead announcement after that, that everyone was, all blind veterans are getting those glasses. That's awesome. That's a very, very cool thing to do with that. The band, like the military band.
Oh, they were singing the intros?
Singing and playing it.
Yeah,
was
pretty cool.
Cool.
Man,
like, honestly, to see him walk out of the White House, I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
That's such a unique walkout. We'll never get, there's nothing ever like that ever again.
They're literally walking out of the White House to a fight.
It's so cool. Like, it was awesome. Like, it was fun. It was a great fight night.
Yeah, it was. Dana was asked afterwards, like, if they're going to come back. He's like, nah, it cost me way too much money, which I think they're on the hook for like $60 million to host it there. So, yeah, you can understand why he's not doing it again. Who are you tipping a cap to, Brian?
I'll say with the fight game, Bam Rodriguez got a knockout over Antonio Vargas this weekend, became a 3-time champ. Looks like we'll get a big fight down the line between, I can never pronounce this guy's name, but the Japanese star.
Noah?
Yeah. I can never pronounce his name. But it looks like Bam will have a fight in between, but we're headed towards a big fight with Noah.
I'll watch that.
Yeah.
That'd be a good fight. Who else Jimmy Captor, Joe?
Jacob Mizorowski, mentioned earlier, a Maddox with 15 strikeouts. Great. That was one of the best pitching performances ever. He's so nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it was like 3.5 pitches was like the average to each batter. But to have a Maddox is impressive. To have 15 Ks is impressive.
It's really hard.
To do it together is unbelievable.
Really hard to do both.
Like, he's should win the Cy Young this year. I know Christopher Sanchez is making a good argument, too, from the Phillies.
Sure.
But Mizorowski is. It's unbelievable. I mean, I think they're cheating, but.
They're cheating?
Yeah. I have a cheating theory with the Brewers.
Let's hear it.
Joe Kunal?
This is a Cubs guy.
Yeah, it is. You know Joe Kunal, right?
Yes.
The relief pitcher?
Yeah.
He was topping out at 94.
Okay.
Yeah.
He
gets traded to the Brewers.
Uh-huh.
And his first appearance is also he's topping out at 98.
Yeah. My pushback here is, what are they doing?
I don't know.
They're putting more lead in the ball?
I don't know.
How are they getting more velo, Joe?
I don't know. But how does this guy get 4 miles per hour out of nowhere?
Gaining velo is like, it's not easy to cheat that way.
Spider tack? I don't know.
You're not going to throw the ball harder with spider tack?
I don't know. It's just the theory.
This is such an
thought
out theory.
No, it's it.
Like, if you're going to throw the ball harder, how are you throwing the ball harder?
But like, how's this guy getting 4 miles per hour?
You could be like, well, roids. Well, he hasn't had long enough for it to take effect.
Yeah, I wouldn't say roids.
I don't know how you could cheat by gaining 4 miles per hour velo in that short of a time.
I just don't know where it comes from. How's
it
possible?
Maybe they have good mechanics.
If it's just that of a mechanical thing, then kudos to that pitching staff. For figuring out. I mean, Mizorowski touched 105.
See, I had, not quite. I had the Miz too. Yeah, it was 104.5. I had the Miz with my hat tip too, because he threw a pitch 104.5 miles per hour, which is the fastest pitch by a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball history.
That's,
I would say, maybe they have a hot gun. Yeah. But that's not, I mean, they have StatCast now. But that stuff's pretty accurate.
I also feel like the eye test follows what they're throwing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't.
Plus, they're doing it on the road, too.
So. Yeah. So, like, it wouldn't, if it was, you know, if Mizrowski was throwing 105 at home and 100 on the road.
I just don't know how you could cheat and gain velo.
I don't either, but I think they treat it.
I'm going to tip my cap to Bud Colley. Won the RBC Canadian Open. Big win for Bud Colley, who almost died.
Who the f*** is that guy?
I was about to tell you this great triumphant story of Bud Colley, who nearly lost his life in a car wreck, and his golfing career was almost done because of injuries he sustained in this car wreck, and he hit me with that drop. The disrespect that you have not only for Bud Colley, but that you have of golfers is inhumane.
That was honestly mostly just poor timing. I didn't know what you were about to say. I got caught.
It was great timing.
Tip my cap to Bud Colley.
Who? Oh, sorry. I'll tip my cap to Danhausen. lifting the curse. Hey, they were down 2-1 in the first round. He lifts the curse, and they lose one game for the rest of the playoffs. Credit to Danhausen.
Yeah. Brian going fake sports again.
What are you talking about?
All right, who else you got?
It's still real to me, damn it!
I just kind of blanket the World Cup, the games. I didn't think I was going to be as into it as I am.
World Cup's awesome.
This might be the moment for me where I become a soccer fan.
That's not going to happen.
I don't know. I'm pretty locked in right now.
The World Cup's just so
unique. We have a team.
Wrexham?
Yeah, Wrexham.
I think I'm like 5 episodes in.
I'm in 0 episodes in. But
it's pretty fun.
Is it good?
Yeah. I like it.
We're Team Wrexham.
Yeah, I do like Wrexham. Wrexham's cool. But people always say this is a World Cup, and then they fall out of favor because it's not the World Cup anymore. World Cup's just so it's superior possible. To everything else. Yeah.
Well, but it's been every game has been fun.
There's
the
nothing,
environments look great. Like, yeah,
there's nothing like this on the international stage. Nothing.
No. Because like the World Baseball Classic was enjoyable, and it was a good time.
There's just nothing like
But this just dwarfs it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not even close.
I want to tip my cap to Lance Erline. He said during the early minutes of the Paraguay-USA soccer match, Paraguay is going to have to extend to try and create some attacking moments, and once that happens, there will be even more opportunities. I'm expecting 4 goals. He said that like in the first 5 minutes of the match. So not only is Lance the preeminent football expert, he's also the preeminent football expert.
Football.
Yeah, so tip my cap to Lance for knowing football.
I'll tip a cap to, we mentioned earlier, but Jameis Winston. For joining in with the Japanese fans at the World Cup and cleaning up after himself after their match.
Yeah. Cool of the Japanese. They love Texas.
They love Texas.
They are big fans of Texas.
And what's not to love?
It's bigger.
Everything's bigger.
Bigger in Texas.
Yeah. That's pretty much all I have.
I have Josh Allen.
Texas is good. Everything is big.
Love Texas. Everything is good.
What does Josh Allen do?
Everything is big. I like Josh Allen. Like, yes. I know it doesn't come across that way.
You think he's a loser.
I don't think he's ever going to win a Super Bowl because of his playing style.
Yeah.
He seems like a great guy.
Yeah.
He seems like a kind of guy that I'd like to hang out with. But Josh Allen, the Patricia Allen Fund, which is fueled by Bills quarterback Josh Allen's leadership and over 60,000 donors and Bills fans, announced that in just over 5 years that they have donated $15 million to a children's hospital in Buffalo.
That's awesome.
So, never going to win a Super Bowl, but you're doing more important things, Josh Allen, and I want to tip my cap. That's very admirable, and I want to applaud you in that effort. That's awesome.
That's very, very cool.
Very, very cool.
I still think you're going to Super Bowl, but...
I do not. You're not going to hit me with a who? Is that guy?
No,
Josh
Allen?
Donates a bunch of money to children?
We know Josh
Allen. No, I know Josh Allen.
I know that, but Brian's disrespect knows no bounds.
It's not.
No, I mean, I play when it's appropriate. I didn't know who that golfer was. Who was his name again?
Bud Colley.
I never heard of him.
U.S. Open this week at Shinnecock.
Can't wait.
Well, doctor.
Looks windy.
Wednesday, 4 o'clock.
Looks windy at Shinnecock?
Yeah.
It's never windy at Shinnecock.
How many times are you going to say that?
Shinnecock?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite golf courses in the world.
I can tell.
Why?
Shinnecock.
What about it? Like, what about you like so
It's
much?
A very difficult course.
Okay.
Last time it was played there, Zach Johnson was griping after the third round that the U.S. Open committee, I guess they're called, lost the golf course because it's so tough. Whenever players start complaining about the difficulty of a golf course like Shinnecock is whenever I applaud a golf course.
Yeah, you root for the golf course.
Like Shinnecock.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people root for these golfers. Like Bud Colley's an easy route.
Sure.
I like it when the golf course bites back.
Yeah, you like when the golf course wins.
I like it when it bites back.
Yeah.
And Shinnecock, I think, is going to bite back to the golfers of the U.S. Open this week.
Ryan, you want to send over-under this week on how many times he says Shinnecock?
Including what he just did?
Yeah, well, he just
I think we're already
12.
Like 10, 12 in.
Yeah.
I'll 25.
I'll take the over.
I'm just talking about the place that...
No, it's your favorite course. You're going to say it a lot.
Big fan of the Shinnecock.
I mean, it's where they're playing.
Yeah.
I mean, you say Wrigley Field a lot.
That's not true. I haven't said it once today.
I'm sure you say it in other parts of your life.
That's true.
There you go. Just saying the setting of a place. How often do we say the dike when the Astros are playing at the dike?
First time we said it today.
I think it is. I think you're right.
Justin
Gaethje is him. Tip my cap to him. Tipping the cap to the Japanese national team, the way they adjusted and tied the game. Beautiful football. That's why it's called the beautiful game. I'll say tipping my cap to Diego Lopez. His walkout song was La Chona. I noticed that too.
It's awesome.
Which was also kind of funny because they were... They had the lady singing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had like the army choir playing La Chona and the little lady singing it. It was awesome.
Dana White should make that a full-time thing.
Yeah, it was cool.
Live band, all the walkout music.
It felt like a WrestleMania.
Sugar Sean's was great that they were singing. It was awesome.
Yeah, they did a great job with that. They were phenomenal. All right, 713-780-3776. Who's your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. Junkies of the day with Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5. You know who's awesome? You know who I tip a cap to? Federal American Grill. Federal American Grill is awesome. Great food. You're never going to have a bad bite. Everything on the menu is delicious. And get this. This summer, social hour extended for the summer months. Thank goodness. It's so hot in Houston. We just need drinks at all hours. But the summer sunset social hour, 3 p.m. until sunset all summer long. Thank you, Federal American Grill, because I like a drink when the sun is out in the summer. It's available daily at all Houston area locations where you can enjoy $10 apps, and the apps are great. They're so good. Everything on the $10 app menu is wonderful. They have $7 cocktails, wine, $5 beers. You're going to love summer sunset social hour, and it's been extended until the sun goes down in the summer. Thank you again, Federal American Grill. But also, Father's Day's coming up. That's me. Treat Dad to what he really wants this Father's Day, a meal at Federal American Grill. The easiest way to get love from those fathers in your life is some good food. And good food is there at Federal American Grill, Sunday, June 21st. That's this week, this Sunday. Brunch from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., then dinner from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Father's Day specials available at all Houston area locations. Where are those areas? I got you. 6 Houston area locations, Shepherd, Hedwig Village, Katy, The Woodlands, downtown, now in River Oaks as well. So get Father's Day a good bite. Also, Federal American Grill is having some watch parties. This is the downtown location only, 1221 McKinney Street, 1221 McKinney Street, June 13th through July 4th. Catch the excitement of the soccer tournament at Federal American Grill's downtown location. They'll have live music daily starting at 5. 700-inch TV screens for game viewing, live stream of all the matches, free souvenir cup, free welcome drink, food for purchase. Reservations are required, though. The Federal Grill.com to get that reservation in. $10 cover fee and the VIP experience available for $85 per person. This includes access to a private patio, private TVs, dedicated service for the server for the VIP section, free welcome cocktail, 3-course prefix menu, free souvenir cup, and free Don Julio 1942 mini bottle. You can't beat that. $85 per person at the Federal watch parties, and reserve now at thefederalgrill.com. Federal American Grill, where great food meets every occasion.
This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie.
Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like some kind of skeeve junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
Junkie of the day. Who's your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. Reminder, we're going to be out at Ducky McSweeney's tomorrow. Will, 12 to 3, us 3 to 6. So come hang out with us, Ducky McSweeney's. Also, this Friday, the entire station will be at East River 9 for our soccer watch party. Come watch Team USA with us at Birdie's Ice House, U.S. Open 2. Starting at 10 a.m., you can register to win a $500 gift certificate to Republic Boot Company. Just find our promo team so you can enter for your chance to win. Winner will be announced at 5:30, and the winner will not have to be present at the time of the drawing. All right, junkies of the day. Who is your junkie of the day?
The Las Vegas games that were happening. Absurd baseball.
Absurd baseball.
Can't be happening. You're right. Need an asterisk next to those stats. Just 23, you know, so I guess what, 32 runs in one game, 29 in another while they are there. That's insane. That shouldn't be happening. Play in real ballparks, please. And then I know he's Houston's own. Oh boy, Derek Lewis. It's tough showing. You don't hear Joe Rogan and the team calling out people a lot for their, like, want to and try. You're hearing that a lot, but he looked gassed during that fight.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had this take whenever he walked in. They show the walk-ins, you know?
Yeah.
He doesn't have cauliflower ear.
No.
Is that a tell that he's not training? I'm not, like, I like
not
MMA.
Ground.
Like, yeah. I like MMA. I'm an MMA fan. I'm not an expert. I'm pretty, very much a casual UFC guy. But every single fighter that I see walking in has got cauliflower ear like a mug.
Yeah.
Derek Lewis, the only guy I saw walking in, didn't have cauliflower ear.
Kind of feeling
is he,
a lot
is
of,
he working on the ground game at all?
Probably
is that
not
a fair
much.
Take? I don't know. Experts weigh in.
I mean, he looked
like
pretty useless down there when he was on the ground.
Yeah.
Now, the other guy wasn't that much better. That armbar he put in was comically bad.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Because he could have... He had it for like 30 seconds. He could have tapped it.
He's getting a lot of hate for what he said after the fight.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that was a... Hey, what do you know? Waze says I got more traffic on the way home. Thank you, Waze. Every day at 5:52.
And your boy. Not coming back to Summer House. Wes Wilson.
He got booted off.
He got booted off. Not returning.
Why is it
why did he get booted off?
Because he was hooking up with Amanda.
Oh, because of that. Okay.
Yeah.
Why is he my boy?
I thought that'd be encouraged on that strike.
The guy from your show.
Yeah, I mean, that's drama. Wouldn't they want that?
Well, I think that probably the other cast members were like, okay, well, he's coming back, I'm not. So I think he probably got ousted to keep the show going. But yeah, he got ousted after Amanda Bettula's scandal. I think we get a bonus episode tomorrow night.
Can't wait.
I think we get a bonus episode tomorrow night. The little, what do they call the reunion? Just finished last week. Reunion, Sierra. He was out to get Amanda. My first nominee for Junkie of the Day, James Handgun Harden, who got arrested.
Yes, he did.
Like 4 a.m. Handgun. Misdemeanor, though. Sean Strickland is an idiot. He was doing some stuff at the fan event going on at UFC. He got arrested for disorderly conduct.
Yeah.
He's running around barefooted, too. Like, who gets disorderly conduct without shoes on?
Yeah, he just
Sean Strickland does.
Yeah, he got kicked out. Champion, supposed to be there.
UFC champion. Yeah, it was weird. Did you see this hit piece that the New York Times did on Conor McGregor?
Oh, yeah, we talked about last week.
UFC.
Yeah.
Where they were really ticked. What really ticked me off, though, is how they went after Dr. Elatache. Dr. Elatache is my favorite surgeon in Major League Baseball.
Even if he's giving the Dodgers steroids? Or Matt Stafford?
He gave Stafford steroids?
He was the Rams team doctor.
We don't know that. We don't know.
Hold on a second. What was your opinion on that?
Like, if it's a big deal or not. Big deal, little deal, no deal. That the Dodgers and Rams team doctor is giving Conor McGregor steroids.
Okay, what'd you say?
Big deal.
I think it's a little deal. Actually, you know what? I think it's no deal. Secondly, was it steroids?
Yeah, for Conor.
Okay, that's not illegal, right?
Steroids are illegal.
I don't think so. I don't think medically prescribed steroids are illegal.
Conor got banned from fighting or ran from USADA from it.
Huh?
He didn't, like, it was after he broke his leg.
Sure.
And then he wouldn't go back into USADA testing.
Because he was using, because he would have been popped.
Yeah. Not illegal.
So what's the issue here?
That
he got his leg broken in half. Why wouldn't you use everything within your power legally to heal your leg?
Well, it's against the rules.
No, it's not. It's against the rules to fail a drug test once you're in the cycle of fighting.
Yeah.
It's not against the rules to use it after you broke your leg.
The concern is they're going
to
like Matt
he
Stafford's
gave it
back.
To him to fix his leg.
I know he did.
Whenever he wasn't going to fight for 18 months.
This
is no deal whatsoever.
Shocked right now.
I think it was a hit piece. Why? If I broke my leg in half, and I'm not a professional athlete, but if I were a professional athlete and I broke my leg in half, I would hope my doctor would give me steroids to fix me. And then whenever it's time for me to be an athlete again, well, now I'm going to cycle off.
Well, I would just be worried that, you know, like Matt Stafford, who couldn't get out of bed.
That thing, it's amazing reach. Amazing reach. Because he's giving a guy with a broken leg who's not going to fight for 18 months steroids. Now he's going to give an athlete steroids?
He's a team
amazing,
doctor.
Amazing reach.
I don't think so.
Amazing reach.
We were 3-for-3 in agreement on Friday when we discussed it.
Who are you working with?
Brian LaLima and Brian McDonald.
Yeah, you guys are Dodger haters is what it is here. Conor McGregor absolutely should have been prescribed steroids.
Well, sure.
He had a broken leg. He had a compound fracture. Was he using steroids whenever he fought? He hadn't fought since. So what's the big deal?
If he likes to get steroids out, it'd be a problem. What else you got?
You're just giving out steroids to everybody who needs them, huh?
You never know.
Has Matthew Stafford failed a drug test? Has any baseball player that Dr. Attache?
Did Barry Bonds ever fail a drug test?
Was he working with Dr. El Attache? No. What a red herring. That's the most amazing red herring I've ever
heard. Drug abuser's always ahead of the people trying to catch
them,
though.
Why is he a drug abuser? He's a doctor prescribing a patient who had a broken leg the best possible medicine to help him.
Your question
was, he's not a drug user.
Well, hold on. You're saying something I didn't say. The people trying
to... drug user.
No, but look, you're saying because no one's been popped, no one's been caught, that he's not prescribing drugs. The guys that do in the drug game are often ahead of the people trying to catch them.
I'm not saying he's... Well, he obviously is prescribing drugs.
Yes. The question is obviously if it's the legal or illegal kind.
I just think it's an amazing reach because he gave Conor McGregor steroids because he broke his leg, that he's giving the quarterback of the Rams steroids. It's an amazing reach.
He's being investigated by Major League Baseball.
Right, because they have to take this seriously.
Yeah, that's why
it's
a big
deal.
So
will you believe the investigation? It's a no deal because it's going to come out that he hasn't given it to any athletes.
We'll see.
That are in the system, you know, that are up for the whatever. The Tunzia manager?
Tunzia.
I can't say that word. Anyways, it doesn't matter because he ain't working here anymore. Their manager sacked. Their manager sacked.
They got rid of him?
They got one more cup match. They got rid of him. They got rid of him.
Tough life.
And then Phil Mickelson.
The SEC in the World Cup.
Doing some stuff, allegedly. What do you got, Brian?
The Spurs for being choking dogs and the Astros starting pitchers over the weekend.
Josh from Seabrook says Canada, San Antonio, and De'Aaron Fox. All right, what's winning here?
James Harden?
I'm good with that.
Handgun Harden?
Yeah.
I like the nickname.
I did too.
Congratulations, Handgun Harden.
Can we get that on his basketball reference?
Yeah. Handgun Harden's our junkie of the day. Does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston, from Ducky McSweeney's. Come on through.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.